From KLW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is magician, writer, and actor David Hirata. Welcome.
Thank you, Janae.
Glad you're here. David is performing in the one-man show, A Box Without a Bottom, Sokonashi Bako, at the Marsh Theater in Berkeley. But right now, we're going to hear his suggestions for three arts events happening in the Bay Area this weekend. First up is Strange at the Berkeley Art Museum and Pacific Film Archive. And this art exhibit is about the spirit of surrealism and how surrealism intersects with the power of the unconscious and the value of irrational thoughts and imagery and our fascination with strangeness in art. And I understand the artwork comes from the Americas and Asia. So, David, I'm not surprised you picked this one.
No, there is no surprise here. As a magician, I'm a sucker for surrealism. First of all, I loved the multicultural angle with it because it's great to see the stuff by Duchamp and Magritte and Dali. But this one, it approaches it from mythology, and there was a wonderful sort of Hindu depiction from a Hindu myth. And then just a few frames down, there were some Japanese woodblock prints. The way I could take in this breadth of surrealism, these different approaches by standing in the middle of any of the rooms, letting my eye circle around, was wonderful.
That's the art exhibit Strange at Berkeley Art Museum Pacific Film Archive, and it's running now into January 2020. Your next pick is How to Fall in Love at a Brothel. This is an interactive art installation set in a 1950s Korean shoji room. And through video and audio, viewers will be taught to create peepholes in the walls. And that's because this was a rural tradition where villagers would watch couples on their wedding night through a peephole, get their honeymooning on, if you know what I'm saying. But at this exhibit, viewers will peep into holes and see collage stories of racial histories and family secrets from various parts of the world. David, I've been hearing a lot about this exhibit, a lot of good things about it.
I really loved it. It's the creation of two friends of mine, Soon-Hee Chang and his wife, Ellen.
Yes. And Ellen Sebastian Chang, yes.
Sebastian Chang, yes. And so it hit my radar immediately. And the intimacy room, that shoji room, is fascinating. At certain hours during the weekend, you can pay for the intimacy experience. Two people can go in, and they are taught the rituals of the room, and they get an hour in there to experience this ritualized form of intimacy, along with some awesome snacks that Soon-Hee makes. He is awesome.
What you're peeping into is history and challenging post-racial, post-cultural identity. So I thought that was really, really powerful.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
That's How to Fall in Love at a Brothel at Catherine Clark Gallery in San Francisco. And you can peep it until December 21st. Last pick is a group of extremely talented youth, the Berkeley High Jazz Ensemble. They're performing this Friday as part of their fall concert season. And over the years, the Berkeley High Jazz Ensemble has played abroad, and their band director, Sarah Klein, has taken them on four tours to Cuba. I've heard them play at Yoshi. They are great. David, I heard you're a jazz fan.
Yes, I am. And I'm getting chills up and down my spine just hearing you talk about them, because it's been a year or two since I've heard them, but I was utterly blown away, and I love jazz. Oscar Peterson Trio is like the best thing in the world to me. I could listen to them forever. But the idea of these young people playing jazz and doing it so well, oh, that's wonderful.
Especially too, because, you know, people keep saying that jazz is dying.
And
I hope not, because it's one of my favorites.
To me, it's a symbol of life.
Yeah. Everybody go support the youth and support jazz, the future of jazz. That's the Berkeley High Jazz Ensemble performing this Friday, 7 p.m. at the school's Florence Schwimmley Little Theater. I've been speaking talking with actor, writer, and magician David Harada. His new solo show about a Japanese magician from the mid-1800s is called A Box Without a Bottom, Sokonashi Bako. See it by December 1st at the Marsh Theater in Berkeley before it vanishes. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at KALW.org. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tarek Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.